This is a HeadGum Original.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Do you guys want to stay together? What's the plan?
Oh, yeah. Well, how about you guys decide for us?
I say stay together, but for no other reason than to just like have like a way too many kids and traumatize them.
That's good. Marty?
Sounds awful.
It seems challenging to move right now, so yeah, I guess stay together.
For how long, do you think?
Well, you don't have to put a date on it or an expiration.
Well, as soon
let's
as
put
things
an expiration
free up,
just for, yeah.
So like another few weeks, maybe?
Well, I don't know. We don't really know, but hopefully, ideally, yeah, less than
I mean,
than
the
that,
mask
yeah.
mandate's going to stay, so
who says?
I don't know, really.
Plus yeah, but you can variants, move with a mask.
The infection rate's down below one. And
I know, but we just don't know with the variants what the if the vaccines sort of cover all the mutations. So
right,
I guess
but we're
we'll
sort
see.
Of all in the same boat. So
yeah,
it doesn't
I mean,
have to
we
be
ebb
me and
flow.
You in yeah. that situation. Yeah. It can be me with whoever and you on your own.
I mean, the science.
It could be Abital with anybody in a mirror.
Exactly.
Alone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or me yeah. with anybody.
What? No.
No, that's funny. That's
what's
a
so
mirror.
Funny?
That's actually really funny.
What did he say?
We need to get some sort of animation for that.
What we need is higher production value. It's like this show makes so much money and you guys don't ever throw anything. I'm sorry to get started off so angry, but like Mike is selling ads out the wazoo. He's working as hard as he fucking can. Jake is at the helm. He's fucking captaining the ship to freedom and glory. And Marika, what are you doing? What are you doing to help the show?
For the past 2 weeks, I've been doing your job of uploading it at the very least.
Get him.
Up, come up beside it.
Oh, I hate that one.
Let's get into shit. Let's get into it. Jake, you had COVID.
Yeah.
You recounted on If I Were You and just before we started recording that you were attacked by an orthodontist.
Yes, I was accosted by a dental surgeon.
Yeah.
I don't want to repeat the story for everybody that's already heard it on If I Were You, but let's just say I was kept awake through a very torturous wisdom teeth extraction wherein they sawed and cracked my teeth in half and pulled them out piecemeal.
Yeah.
They did that for both teeth?
Yes, top and bottom. They basically left me for dead.
Is that a method? Is that like a known dental surgery method?
It seemed like it is, but it's a last ditch effort.
Yeah.
After the top one, she asked if I wanted to leave. She was like, you don't have to do the second one because she knew how bad it was.
But so, at that yeah. point, you wanted to give them COVID.
Yeah, exactly. My retaliation.
Marika, any new hobbies? I have here in my notes for wax. Mm-hmm. I've been putting talking points in here. We just kind of knocked out Jake's wisdom teeth and... like he said, I don't want to rehash it too much because we almost 100% overlap between the show and his show.
That's what I was thinking.
But let's talk about your hobbies.
Sure. I don't know. I think most of my hobbies have had to take a pause because
right.
of
you
COVID
mentioned that last week.
Yeah. But I did finally go outside to see a musical that was closing, so that was exciting for me.
In a theater.
I saw Flying Over Sunset, which is a musical about a bunch of old Hollywood people doing LSD. So it was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't know. Like, I really want to go back to doing archery, but I'm like too scared to go go there right now. I guess I could. I don't think that's like the worst place to go.
Yeah, but that seems like there's lots of space because you have to fire arrows a long distance.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
yeah. It's never
is it inside or outside?
It's out or inside. Sorry.
Well, I mean, the good news for you, and I think that we can, you know, people are hearing it here first. You know, who often gives their recommendations for COVID? The CDC. Now the HeadGum Podcast is doing it. Whoa. We can officially announce that COVID-19 is endemic.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's huge.
This is amazing.
That means it's ending? It's over? Basically,
so what it means is that we're going to live with it, right? So the flu is the same flu as the Spanish flu. It just evolves. And we live with it. Yeah. People die of it. You know, six figures, the numbers in the six figures of people who die from the flu every year. That'll probably continue with COVID, but we're going to live with it. We're not going to live in fear of it. And I'm so happy that we get to be the ones to break the news.
That's we shouldn't so cool. be right.
Yeah. What's that?
We shouldn't be right.
Breaking we shouldn't the be news. Happy that it's endemic?
We shouldn't be breaking the news, or we shouldn't even be claiming to break any news ever, right?
Okay.
I see that point also.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But at the same time, I don't like to.
Because, like, where did
I don't want to rain on Jeff's parade. It feels like I'm okay with breaking news as long as it's like really positive. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's awesome to hear. And it feels good for me to know that. And
you're going to love this, Jake. Okay, you're going to love the next piece of news that we're going to break.
Great.
Single payer universal healthcare is here.
No way. To stay?
Yeah. To stay. It's called. James Care.
No shit.
Yeah.
How did we? Are we breaking that news?
We're breaking.
Or are you
the
passing
news.
A healthcare like bill or something?
There's no bill, not even on the horizon or in the Senate. But we can still break news. Like you can break news and crack wise, and it doesn't have to all be real.
It's break
I
fake
get it
news.
Now.
I don't like calling it that.
Mm-hmm. Faux news?
Faux news is really good. It's sort of like faux leather.
Yeah. It's a little easier to say and to hear.
Truly
instead
phonetically
news,
softer.
Faux news. Yeah. Faux news. No news is faux news.
No. I guess we should get this out of the way too. He's not here, but it is Amir's birthday. Let's move on.
Nice.
Micah, what's new with you? Are you excited? You told me that you're taking an all-inclusive trip to Jamaica.
Yeah, it's true.
And are you excited about that? Or
pumped, yeah.
First weekend in February?
It's, no, not the first one.
Okay, second?
It's a later weekend in February that I'll
but
be
is
there.
It second? Or let's nail it down.
How do you need to know this?
Can I ask what all inclusive means?
Everything is paid for
right
up front. So like
I see
meals while you're at the resort, like poolside service, drinks,
got it.
Everything. You just say your room number. It's all included in the bill.
It's like gotcha. Club Med. You guys ever go to Club Med?
No.
It's an all inclusive resort.
Mm. More of a sandals family.
Yeah. Mm.
Never went on a family vacation. So. Yeah.
I also actually haven't been to Sandals.
We're dropping bombs left, then right. Then center.
Maybe you could go on Micah's family vacation, Marika.
That'd be cool. Do you have room for one more?
Sure.
Or I can replace anyone, you even, if you want.
Oh, I love Marika and Liv going... Oh my God.
Going not only pray live international, moment. But also Dutch. Have you guys ever gone Dutch in Amsterdam?
Yeah. I went there with Blumenfeld.
And you split the bill.
May he rest in peace. And we split the bill. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was born in 1982. So I thought this was 40, Judd Apatow style.
Mm.
Oh, he's 39.
Yeah.
He's 39. Like, that's like kind of the worst age.
Yeah. Mm. I would agree.
Because you're like, I wouldn't say 39 is still your 30s, but it's not, I mean, it's not your 40s. You're not over the hill. You don't get to really celebrate. Holy shit. Like,
yeah, you're not close enough to 40 to realize that 39 is actually a good birthday. It feels like, oh, wow, we got one more year to live it up. Because when you're 40,
it's over.
There's no turning back. Yeah. you're basically dead. So,
yeah. Micah, you're 29?
28.
28. And Marika, you're 27?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 24.
And I'm 29.
36. Yeah. 36 is a good birthday.
Yeah. It's,
yeah. Well, it already happened. So fucking, so thanks. But I don't have a 36th birthday anymore. I have a 37th birthday now.
37th is pretty good, too.
37th is really good.
I'd say they're like equally good, maybe.
Because I have no idea how much I needed to hear that today.
Oh, God.
I was going to double down on the 29 thing. But now I have the confidence to say I'm actually 43.
What's the best age to start lying about your birthday?
Ooh. I guess 33, because I think you should be 33 for 2 to 3 years.
I can see that, yeah. Mm. It feels like not quite to 35, which is like too old to be lying.
Yeah, but you could start at 35 too and just be 30. I feel like when you lie, you just have to say you're the same age for a few years in a row.
Yeah, but you have to play it off like you don't remember.
Yeah, and like, I think I'm 37. Jill will sometimes remind me that I'm younger, which is nice.
That's an old person thing of like, babe, like, how old am I? Am I 34 or am I 35? And then they'll be like exhausted from the like the other room, like, you're 34. Thanks. Yeah. Things are bad.
I do
here.
That a lot.
You put some art up.
Yeah.
Is it Cricut or is the laptop camera?
It's probably the laptop, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, I'm sort of a master at photographic perspective, making things look different sizes.
That's not really meaning? Something you could be a master at. What's the mastery involved there?
So there's this Etsy store, and I can send you guys the link, but it sends quarters that are instead of like, you know, 0.75 inches, inch, whatever a quarter is, it's like 4 inches.
And
so it's a big quarter.
Yeah. Kay. And so I can like hold the quarter and then it looks like my hands are tiny.
Does anyone do that?
How are you a master if you buy that at an Etsy shop?
Because I know of it.
It sounds like that person is the master.
They're the master at making coins look big, but I'm the master of like, holy shit, I got the iPhone 12 mini because it's next to the quarter.
You're the master of making your hands look small.
Yeah. And then I'll accidentally send like a dick pic and it's like the quarter was in the corner and I'm like, shit, how do you unsend an SMS? And you can't. So I've garnered the nickname Tiny Cock James.
That's in certain circles. So long.
Yeah. So many extra I didn't syllables. Say it was a shorthand. I just said it was a nickname. Mm-hmm. Honest Abe is the same amount of syllables as Abe Lincoln.
Mm, yeah. You're right.
My friend isn't on TikTok, and I told them about the she thing. And it was in a car full of other people who all know about it and don't want to hear me explain it. But now that person's really excited about she. It's renewed my energy.
Is this on your list of things to wax about?
No. All I had was Amir's birthday, Jake's wisdom teeth, and Marika's hobbies.
All things that we were like, let's gloss over as quickly as possible.
Said it's Amir's birthday, it has to be acknowledged. Let's move on. That was in the wax.
I don't want to give him his due.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all did a good job at trying to avoid that today.
Yeah. In the company Slack, let me just read the transcript here for a spell. Marika said, it's Sam's birthday, Sam Shackle at HeadGum. Happy belated birthday to Sam Shackle. Mm-hmm. I believe it's the only birthday we're celebrating today. And then I said, happy
good
birthday.
Job, Marika.
You know what? We'll make the episode description the transcript.
We won't.
Micah, are you doing other work?
I was reviewing the Slack messages that you were discussing.
Because if you need to do
nice
other work,
cover Micah.
Is this a waxing episode, or do you have segments planned? because if it's a waxing episode, I want that warning ahead of time.
That's no.
So you can decline.
Yeah. I feel like I usually do warn up top after the first part of the wax goes poor. I'll be like, yeah, this is all I have planned. I have other segments planned.
Why do you think the waxing goes
Everything
poorly.
Turns into a wax. It's all the podcast is a full wax. Even the segments are waxy.
I think for our next live show, we should hire a what are they called? An esthetician to literally wax us on stage as we wax. Whether it's eyebrow threading, whether it's truly the ring around the rosy, if you know what I mean. No,
the
I do.
The first thing you said wasn't waxing, by the way. Eyebrow threading?
Fine.
It's its own fucking thing.
Pulling teeth, pulling hair, waxing eyes. Let's just. I had a thing I wanted
That's
to talk
good.
About. Yeah.
Pulling teeth, because waxing with you is like pulling teeth. It's kind of interesting.
What was the thing you wanted to talk
Sucked
about?
To hear. I did think about it and then forget it. I do think I have some lingering brain fog. Jake, you had COVID. Do you have symptoms still, or are you good?
No, I don't really have symptoms. I guess maybe it feels like I feel slightly congested, but it's because I'm not allowed to blow my nose from the wisdom teeth.
Oh,
so I think
God.
It could just be that.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to blow your nose?
Not when your wisdom teeth were as deep as mine. They made holes in my sinai. So
at Mount Sinai.
Yeah. My sinuses, there are holes. So if I blow my nose too hard, it'll blow through my stitches and the blood clots.
Oh, God.
That's horrible.
I've heard of horror stories about that.
Yeah. And this is all stuff they warn you about, as you're about, if they told me all the stuff before the appointment, I would have been like, you know what? My wisdom teeth are fine. but instead they tell you kind of after it's all over, they're like, all right, here, only chew on the side of your mouth. Don't blow your nose. What? Yeah. What?
That's don't drink through a straw, right? That's one.
Yeah. No. I don't wonder when that's allowed to, when that runs up. Maybe 7 to 10 days. I drank from a straw this morning. So... But it's been 8 days, so I feel like it's fine.
This is the most normal conversation that we've had, and Jeff has just left the room.
Wow. Wow, where is Jeff? I see the reflection of the ceiling.
Yeah, he's in his, friend's apartment.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Pretty jealous of those beams.
Yeah.
I like those pants, Jeff. I like that shirt, too.
Yeah, it's a good shirt.
Went to Zabar's for the first time. Sort of my new Valhalla.
Where's Zabar's?
Upper West Side, which is also my newfound holy land.
Really?
Why? Yeah, explain, please.
It's fucking gorgeous up there. I mean, I went to Zabar's and I went to the Natural History Museum to see an exhibit on sharks. And I was so ready to do the bit that I was ready to do was that the Upper West Side is a horrible place. And boring. And then I literally stepped out of
the bit you were ready to do.
I went up there to hate it.
Yeah. And then I stepped out of the subway. I think I took the one, whatever the red one is. And I walk up the stairs and I'm like, this is for me.
No what? Shit. I love that.
What streets? Where'd you cover?
I was on 80th and 2nd. No, 80th and 8th. Wouldn't I don't second, care. Yeah. Central Park West to Zabar's.
I just meant the 80th part.
I went to Spaghetti Tavern, where they serve spaghetti in bags that are very testicular. And I don't know why they do that. I don't know if it's to make cleaning up the bowls cleaner and easier, but it was a weird day. But I can't. It was. They also have a bunch of coffee shops and restaurants that are in the garden apartments of townhomes. And I think that's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. That's really nice. It is nice up there.
The architecture is incredible.
Would you consider living up there?
I feel like, it depends because we've been talking about maybe moving our office in New York to Manhattan. So maybe that's if correct. That happened, but all my friends living around here, I'd probably still live in Brooklyn, but maybe when I'm a dad.
Yeah. Because isn't the Upper West Side there are parts of Manhattan that are relatively affordable. I mean, it's probably as affordable as Williamsburg, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like it's probably the same price.
I have friends that live on the Upper West Side. And my age.
This shirt was $8.
That's a steal, to be honest.
We're talking about rents though.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's this shirt in Williamsburg would have been like 40.
Yeah, it's that's $8 is a very inexpensive shirt.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like just you don't have to live around your friends.
What?
Spoiler alert. You can live wherever you want and meet up with them pretty easily.
LA scarred me in that specific regard of like, if you don't live, like my friends who live in Santa Monica, I don't see them. I never will.
Yeah. I'm the same way though. I don't think I see people that I don't live near.
Maybe that's a Brooklyn thing.
The only reason I
see
Micah so often is, yeah, it is. I think it is kind of a Brooklyn thing.
Because like Queens, like I want to leave all the time. Like Queens is good, but it's like not if, depending on what area you're in, like you need to.
Well, also Williamsburg is hard to get anywhere from.
Yeah.
I guess there's
really
the G gets you to other parts of Manhattan or other parts of Brooklyn and Queens. Maybe it's fine. It's not that hard. Nothing's hard, but everything's hard. It's all too much, you know?
I have pretty close access to the G, the L, and the J, and the M.
Yeah. You're in a good spot. Very nice location.
It's also Michelle Obama's birthday.
That's interesting.
Was it? It is today or was yesterday?
It's either today or yesterday, but I bring it up because she's actually my pick for Bond of the Week.
Oh, nice. Wait.
Yeah,
that's really bringing it back. Fascinating stuff. It was yesterday, but do you know what's strange? A strange little parallel I never knew before. My birthday is the day after Barack Obama's
birthday. That's why you and Amir work so well together.
We're both one day off from an Obama.
Are you Barack and he's Michelle?
That's basically being married.
Yeah, I agree. I'm Barack and he's Michelle. What do you mean? Are you Barack? And do you mean like in the relationship?
In the relationship and also maybe personality wise, because I'd actually say that you're Michelle.
Yeah,
and
I mean that as the highest Michelle.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Because Michelle is like beloved by everybody.
Yeah.
So
is Barack though.
In a way.
I think they're both loved equally by the same people and hated pretty equally by the same people.
One time I went to Zebulon in LA the night after the Obama sisters had been there. And everybody, because people, at least over the summer, everybody was going to Zebulon on Friday and Saturday. And my friends were like, yeah, like Malia was right there. Like she was dancing. Like, and I was like, was there Secret Service? And they're like, not that we could see. But I do fear being within a 20-foot radius of a Secret Service agent because I think that I'm usually the sketchiest person in the joint.
Yeah, because you're usually wearing some kind of like tasseled jacket and a hat.
Like slightly overcompensating because you know they're there.
Yeah. Trying to like befriend them so they don't think I'm weird, but then in doing so, they think I'm suspicious. Somebody did post a really funny back-to-back quote on the HeadGum Podcast Reddit. I do want to try and find it. If I can't, that's fine. Here it is. Okay. Two great minds. And it's a John Lennon quote that says, life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. And then a quote from me that I said from last week's episode, I don't want to be without rice, but to be rice, that'd be nice. Like that's already worthy of like a 10-year sentence.
God.
And I don't even mean in prison. I mean a run-on. We have to take a break.
Good.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome to Maria or Drew, Carrie edition.
Maria or Drew? Do you mean Mariah?
Mariah's. I forgot the H, and then I read it as it was on the page. Mariah or Drew Carey edition.
Oh my God. Maria Carey. That's suck.
That's like Jake, that video of Carlos Sainz saying Mariah Carey, but he says it Mariah Carey or something like that.
I don't know. Wait, did you send it to me?
No, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, please
do.
Deep
Cardi Santos, Carrie. These are going to be quotes from America's two favorite Carries, Mariah and Drew. And you guys are going to attribute them to one or the other. Does that make sense?
Of course.
Yeah. So, Micah, you wouldn't have come if we were just going to wax, but you would have been fine coming if you knew that there was going to be a segment like Maria or Drew.
Last week we were talking about getting railed on a toilet.
Who? Who was?
Who do you
All
think?
All of us.
Who do you think?
Marika, you have to tone it down.
There were some comments that I agreed with on the video last week that Marika killed it last week.
Yeah, I crushed it.
Yeah. Well... all right, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully it's not a freight train.
Drew Carey.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Hang on.
No way.
That was Mariah.
When?
That's really clever.
They don't have years.
That's really clever.
The year doesn't matter. What is she
the context,
doing?
Yeah.
There's no context either. I got these all from Brainy quote. There's no way I can justify my salary level, but I'm learning to live with it.
Drew Carey.
Correct.
Talking about Price is Right.
Yeah. In finding these quotes, I found out that Drew Carey, who I used to claim because he's a big Clevelander and has always gone back
Cleveland
to Cleveland
rocks.
Done shows. Yeah, Cleveland rocks. He's like a really outspoken libertarian.
Mm.
Which
I can see that. He's got the glasses for it.
Yeah. But supported Ron Paul and Gary Johnson. I don't know. I appreciate that he was, whatever. I'm not going to get into it. Time is irrelevant to me. I never wear a watch.
Mariah.
Yeah.
Correct.
You didn't say what this is for. Is it cash? Is it what?
I stopped doing the cash thing because of the tax stuff that really Scafuri kind of made me wise to.
Well, it's not actually a thing. As we were told multiple times on our one viral TikTok, that was just misinformation.
What was the misinformation? I don't think I knew anything about this.
We were talking about how Venmo started or is like this year is starting to charge tax, or like you will be taxed for like any goods any or services exchanged through it. But it's only for like when you claim that it is for a goods or service. It's not like for exchanging money back and forth between friends.
Thank God.
That makes sense.
Thank actual God. Yeah, then this is for cash. For every right answer, $100 nice. To you, $100 owed to me for every wrong answer. So well, far, I'm up that. $200. And so is Jake. Here we go. Great. My heart has never been broken, and I've never broken anyone else's.
That has to be Drew.
Yeah.
Wow. Mariah, there's so many songs about her having a broken heart.
I know.
There's that's all fucking I,
also, that's an insane thing to just there's assume.
She has a song called Heartbreaker. It's Heartbreaker, You Got the Best of Me.
She's like, yeah, this was written by a team of 8 songwriters on Melrose.
Wow.
In an office that would rival a CPA's office in any middle American metropole. I'm not vain, I'm insecure.
Wait, that's a quote?
That's the quote.
When did the quote start and when did you stop talking?
Everything I've said since the game started has been me. Except for the quotes.
Wait, repeat the quote?
Sorry.
I'm not vain.
I can't
I'm
stop
insecure.
Looking at it. I mean, this shade of orange just calls to me.
It's really nice. I'm a little miffed that if it was only $8, you didn't get me one. Because I feel like you look at that shirt, you know that I would like that.
Here's the
you?
Thing. I'll be at Zabar's within the next 7 days. Guarantee.
What are you
I
buying
I can guarantee
there?
You that. Another Jeez. Shirt.
What is Zabar's?
Zabar's is going to be a gourmet grocer for the road / ages, and the road being 80th Street in all places, the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
Yeah.
AKA Mecca.
Yeah. It's perfect.
The quote was Mariah Carey.
Correct.
Thank you.
Jake's up $300. I'm up $300, mostly from whatever. You guys can split it. Nevada is one of the most conservative states in the union, but you can do what you want in Vegas and nobody judges you.
Drew Carey.
Correct. I wish I shouldn't have said the libertarian.
By the way, getting cash for a game would, that's not money being exchanged from friends. That is technically income.
Then we should.
That's a windfall.
Have the money
so
part
I would
of
be
it.
Paying income tax on this. You would have no tax burden. You might be able to claim it as a loss since you
actually
gave
it's a
it.
Write off because it's a charitable donation. Because yes. You're sort of less fortunate.
That's. I actually think you could say that this is your job, and you know paying people is an aspect of the job. So it's a loss. You don't have to call me a charity case, and I resent that. And I will be paying income tax on this cash, which is why I intend to keep it this time. I usually
you,
send
or
it
you
back,
could donate
but I'm not
it.
A libertarian. I believe in the government, and I will be paying my fair share of taxes. I will be reporting this income. I'll be filling out a 1099, which actually means you will be hearing from the IRS.
Fuck! I'm very hard on myself, and I have too many issues.
Mariah.
That one wasn't a quote.
Drew is easy on himself.
No, that wasn't a quote.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Mariah might have already said that, but I'm saying it now, so that's going to be cash in my pocket. Here we go. Excuse Butterflies me. Are always following me wherever I go.
Mariah.
Correct. That one I threw in there because I'm getting a butterfly tattoo after this.
Really?
It's somewhere, yeah.
You don't know where yet?
No, it's called somewhere. All right. Well, that was that game.
Oh my God.
Can Jake's we see the tattoo with $400? Are you just at Jake Hurwitz?
Yeah.
Can we see the tattoo?
Yeah, hang on. Can you confirm that came through?
One second. Oh, I'm Jay Hurwitz. What did you say?
I said Jake Hurwitz. Cancel, 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 right? This is fucked up.
Yeah, I didn't get anything. Jay underscore.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm Jay Hurwitz.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, that's me.
I hate doing this. These are the inspiration photos, but in black ink.
Yeah.
You're doing a forearm? Well,
you're getting a butterfly?
Yeah.
Do you realize I have a butterfly tattoo, right?
Are you kidding me? That's an apple.
It's a butterfly. Did you not know I have a butterfly tattoo?
I think we talked about it. Yeah, because that looks familiar. Whatever. This is completely different. This is the
placement. Where are you getting placement. It?
Left try.
That's why?
Cool. Why, Seth?
It's also not. It's not completely different. They look pretty similar.
I don't like to hear that an hour before I have the appointment.
It's today?
It's in an hour. It's at one.
Somewhere.
Wow.
Can I, like, why a butterfly?
I don't know. I think it looks cool. If you want me to ascribe meaning to it, it's constant reinvention, personal transformation.
I didn't want you, and now that's worse.
I don't want to be a retiree who's arguing with his niece.
Well, now you're going to be a retiree with a butterfly tattoo.
I'll tell you something about the butterfly tattoo.
Yeah.
I got my butterfly tattoo for what I believed to be a very valid reason when I was 18.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter your reason for getting the tattoo. It always leaves eventually and you'll have the tattoo. So it's, I commend you for having no reason except
I agree.
I think that's the move. Yeah. You don't want to have a reason for a tattoo.
I don't need a reason for a butterfly tattoo specifically. Yeah. If it was words or something, maybe.
I think butterflies are pretty.
Great. Awesome. That's all the reason you need.
Let me finish. Pretty awesome.
They're actually pretty fucking metal.
I think this is a step up from your lemon for sure.
The lemon is for my dead dog.
I thought you were joking.
No. Anyway.
The dog didn't mean anything to you.
The dog was my only fiend. All right, let's move on. This one I'm really excited about.
Do you know you can invest in crypto on Venmo?
That's new. I've been doing NFTs recently.
So I actually turned your $400 into Bitcoin.
What?
And I was able to lose $30 right off the bat. Which is pretty neat.
That's funny. That is funny. We need more shit like that from Micah today. Here we go. I forgot how long the song was, and now there's just this school photo of some person. Welcome to Mint or Gnaw, speaking of NFTs. So NFTs were explained to me on my knees recently, and I finally got it. Any one of us could print a photo of the Mona Lisa right now. And yeah, we could be like, it's the same photo, but you don't own the original. I'm the proud owner of a gray boy NFT and a sad cat.
I hate this.
And you could print that or save the JPEG, but it wouldn't be yours. It's mine.
Are you just learning this now?
I knew that, but the Mona Lisa one was pretty key for me. So I thought that we could kind of get in on the NFT game because people are making thousands of dollars. The metaverse is nigh. So I thought we could look at a couple JPEGs and we say whether or not we're going to mint them being turning them into NFTs. So this is Mint or Gnaw. Not for cash, not a game, just a discussion piece. This first
I don't know if you can you got this image from worldwideinterweb.com, it says.
And but that would be part of it.
But I don't think you can just mint other people's photographs.
Okay, then we'll have fucking who does the art for the shows these days? First and last name?
Grayson?
Yeah, Grayson. Grayson Wise will be an artist.
Okay.
And he'll take this as inspiration. Turn it into something original. We'll mint it. So do we mint this or Gnaw?
Who is this?
I don't know.
Gnaw.
There's, I think there's to me, there's something here. We're playing on the nostalgia of a school photo.
Exactly.
You can, there's everything that is, that gets people fucking hard for NFTs.
Yeah.
You know, the changing the background. So like maybe a rare trait is there's lasers back there instead of the blue.
Yeah.
Glasses, bangs, you know, all these things can be interchanged. I will mint this.
Yeah.
I will work with Grayson. I will be cutting you out. And we'll have school photos.
No way.
Yes, on the OpenSea this after fucking noon. Thank you
Holy
for the idea.
Shit. I actually do think it's useless. A good NFT.
I was rolling
useless.
With the bit.
That's so...
I was rolling with the bit.
That's so harsh.
I don't really
because like you don't have to like me personally or what I do, but useless.
I don't really think that. I was just role playing. I was like,
you guys, maybe we just do turn the rest of this into wax and I'll turn my camera off. All right. Next one. So I call this sour.
This kid looks, this looks like Micah. This is what Micah looked like as a baby.
Just white. What I don't like about this and why I'm going to say nah is like the slight V-neck.
Why did you put it on then?
Because it's sour. The project would be sour NFT or like sour apes or some shite.
Not enough there for me to be involved.
You know what? I originally said nah on the school photos NFT project. I'm back in on that. Seeing how bad the next one was made me regret not going in on the first one. So, Jake, I'll whatever you need.
Cool. Yeah, we're trying to cut Jeff out. So, actually, if you could liaise with Grays, that would be really nice.
But I'd like to kind of stay CC'd/Wise. So, if you could CC me on the email to Wise, that'd be great.
You will be BCC'd because...
You want to get my eyes off of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll be under the guise of not keeping me not unwise, but actually the guys would be getting my eyes off of it and being like, well, we don't want to crowd Jeff's inbox. But guess what? There's not much in there.
Yeah.
So sour, are we saying mint or nah?
Nah.
Nah.
Me too.
Nah.
All right.
Nah.
Yeah, let's say nah.
Nah.
On the douche?
Nah.
I thought it could be douche NFTs.
Yeah, you need, I think I don't really know very much about NFTs, but I feel like for people to get it, they need to be like trading cards almost. They need to have unique features. And again, I'll say there's not enough there. Here.
It's kind of like a Duchamp if you think about it. It's like the ready-made art, like the, I don't know, if it were a real piece of art, I'd be down, but I hate NFTs, so I'm going to answer nah to anything. Yeah, that's what made me think of it.
That's really good.
Thanks. But definitely not minting this.
A rise in popularity of women-owned projects, women-created, women artists.
Congrats to them. NFTs are stupid. Next. Awful.
Oh.
Jaundice. Oh, this is... So it'd really be different bad. People with jaundice.
Yeah.
Don't zoom in. Right?
I backed a project that was a lot like this.
Yeah.
Crypto Hobos, and I lost a lot of cash.
I've lost a lot of money in the last week. Yeah. I was up and now I'm down until I sell. Mm-hmm. But the thing with NFTs is that if nobody wants it, it's worth
nothing.
They
don't come back. Yeah. The market is flooded. It's
also
dumb. I would
agree. We should actually start explaining what these images are for the audio podcast.
Oh, yeah. So there was a kid sucking on a lemon followed by
a curb chain.
A giant mannequin chain.
But I think mannequins. I think a mannequin project or something.
I think mannequin
there.
Chain, yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny might be able to help us out with this one. Because I think Johnny could pull this off. I think on his birthday, which we should say is August 12th, he should wear this.
Yeah, I think he could pull it off. But again, how is that an NFT if he's wearing it?
That's separately.
Yeah, okay.
And then there was a douchebag.
Right.
And then there's this old man with jaundice, but he's not letting him phase him.
He's still living his hashtag best life.
His teeth look great, though. His teeth are so white.
Well, by comparison.
Yeah. I wonder if they really
he's
are
all
white.
Yellow.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
We should say that he's actually, I cropped this, but this is him at Coachella.
Oh, that's nice.
Weekend two, but still.
Yeah.
How sick is this? A Ducati.
Yeah, this is just a Ducati.
For a swimmer's body.
I hate to say it again, but there's not enough there. Unless we're talking motorbikes, and then maybe, because then we have like, you know, you got a sidecar, you have a chopper, but then I think there's actually too much there.
Yeah.
I would say this is almost like a distraction. You just started looking at choppers.
Well, How about a motorcycle gang NFT project?
Yeah.
Each photo is a different person in the gang on a different bike.
I like that.
Here's what I'd pitch on that. It's all just their back leather jackets.
That's so really good.
Yeah.
It's like motorcycle art on the leather jacket. And yeah, now I'm in because it was my idea and I love it.
All right. So that's Mint.
Micah, me, you, and Grayson could probably
and Jeff.
Get in on that.
And Jeff. And Rico, we'll cut you in. You don't have to do anything. I think they're stupid, but
I don't want my money in this.
You don't have to contribute any money, but
we're just
going to
make you a passive investor.
Yeah. We just want to give you cash if it works out.
And can you make me a massive
investor?
You
want to give you a slice.
Jeff, you can buy these on OpenSea in 4 hours.
And Jeff, we'll keep you as like a carbon copied person who knows about the project.
And is
like
part
a
CC.
And is not part of it.
Well, you can be part of it.
I want to be clear about that you're not part of it or shit.
You can get in on the floor, at that floor price.
So I can mint it.
You can buy one for 5 Ethereum.
Mm. 5 is the floor price?
That's right.
That's insane.
These are genuine pictures of leather jackets.
the leather's not genuine. It's digital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a picture.
All right. Back to
more
jaundice. What if it's just John Dice? JaundEyece.
I think there's the I doing an I based project is a little too obvious, or should I say obvious?
That's really
obvious.
That's good. But the key is to make people envious and they want in.
Is the idea behind all of these that they are art? Like, is that how we're considering all of these images?
That is something, because like I have been watching a lot of like NFT YouTubers and shit. And like, it is funny to me when they're like, and like when you're buying them, like make sure you're buying this art. So make sure you like pick one you like. And I'm like, they're all bad. Like bored apes aren't good to see.
That's my biggest problem with NFTs. I at least think of them as assets, not necessarily like stock, but not necessarily like art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That said, I have only ever invested in crypto hobos and lost all of the cash that I did it with.
Yeah.
So I don't have my handle on this world. And I think that's good. I think it's fine.
I'm just trying to imagine a world where I like walk into a gallery and all of these are on the wall and that's more fun.
It'll be in the metaverse.
Right. I'm thinking like comparatively, like that's a better experience to me than wherever these are.
Yeah, but then you're guaranteed losing whatever the entrance fee is.
I think a lot of
gallery.
Artists are like are
it's a party opening.
Like,
I'm getting free wine.
Couldn't you go to it? Like, I imagine very soon, if not now, you could go to like one of those galleries in Chelsea, see art that you like, and then also know that that artist has some kind of NFT project.
Probably.
That's also probably true.
And that seems like a nicer way to do it. It's almost the equivalent of like, I can't buy an original, but I could buy a print. I can't buy an original, but I could buy a digital NFT thing. So it's
then it's like, what? Why?
No, like it's my favorite artist is my favorite visual artist is Matt McCormick, and if he had an NFT project, I would get in on it for sure. But well, it would also probably do well because it's Matt McCormick.
Is it just like the But then is it like the idea that you own stock in this thing?
I think that's
it's not the art
the closest.
Of it. You could just buy a print if you wanted to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Mint or nah? This guy's face planting onto concrete.
The floor is that wet.
So nah.
I wouldn't mint this, obviously, but if I saw it in a gallery, I think I'd laugh and have a good time.
Yeah, there's something interesting about it.
Yeah,
because the sign could shape. Did you Photoshop this?
No.
I like that the caution wet floor has the image, the shadow of the guy falling in the opposite direction.
This is art.
It's like a mirror image. So you could change up that caution sign, what's happening there, you know?
I think I'm gonna mint this because every time it's someone comedically falling in a way that seems impossible, like this guy, like how do you slip this way? And then that's kind of what makes it rare and interesting. So
I haven't gotten very deep in it, but I don't think anybody's cracked the code of making like funny NFTs. All of it is like some weird kind of like anime chimp, like ugly art project to me. If you could consistently make funny images, I would potentially invest in something like that.
It's funny because I was about to suggest that you do a Jake and Amir NFT, but so the Academy tweeted like some stupid, like jokingly coy thing of like, we're not actually asking who you want to host this year's Oscars, but if we were, who would it be? I'm like, nice. But I said Jake and Amir.
And
my favorite brand of Jake and Amir fan are the ones who stopped watching you guys 8 years ago. And then like on TikTok, sometimes on Amir's TikTok, I'd be like, holy shit, like where did these guys go? And then like a couple people responded being like, oh my God, you just took me back. So I think that's how you get back into the mainstream zeitgeist is Jake and Amir's NFTs.
Do you want that audience though? The NFT audience?
I mean, if it's making money.
I feel like our core fans would not want to see us make NFTs. And the passive casual fans would not want to support us in a cash way for an NFT. It'd basically be a project just for me, you, and Amir.
There's other parts of NFTs too. Like you could sell an NFT and owning it means that you get to go a private show in New York City in like February every year.
Well, that's
and
just
that's kind of nice.
Headgum
that's
NFTs.
A ticket.
That's cool, but also you could just buy it. Like that's only a product of the fact that we've created this stupid thing that's like exclusive. If it was just like you could just buy a ticket to a cool event or like be invited.
Yeah. Right, but no one's arguing that it's
no,
definitely stupid. But
I just hate this
it's
so
such,
much.
Yeah, like you can't. People are doing it and it works, and that's it is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
but that's what Gary Vaynerchuk does. He makes hundreds of thousands of dollars every single like moment of the day because people are buying his NFTs so they can get access to him.
Yeah.
I don't think that we're there. Obviously.
I think Nicole probably but it would be, is.
Yeah. I think I would do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't shy away from it.
Monk.
Tony Shalhoub.
But it's kind of a shitty photo that clearly is just a fan took a photo with him and then cropped themselves out.
Yeah.
I think nah.
I don't know, celebrities looking pretty normal, it, like that's what Us Weekly entirely is, you know?
Yeah.
The celebrities are just like us. It's fun to see a bad picture of a hot person. Not that Tony Shalhoub was ever like a hot guy icon, but, or a guy con, if you will.
I think he's poised to be the next Tucci.
I think he could be Bond of the Week.
Tony Shalhoub Bond.
He'd be a good Bond. I'd watch that.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
I'm in on this
running
project.
All right. I'm going to say nah, but I appreciate that you are taking it. This next one I'm really excited about.
Is that a, it's, oh, it's an old photo of Marika, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a, I think, 14-year-old Marika Roundley
tap dancing?
Doing a tap showcase in Boston.
Oh my God.
Look how intense. I've never seen her like this.
This is just an angle of Marika I've never seen either. It's a
this
profile.
Looks so weird.
I feel like I've just been staring at Marika on Zoom for 2 years.
This is like if Marika was on Dancing with the Stars and she, like, everybody keeps voting her back week to week because of how serious she's taking the show. Mm. I mean, even her prepared professional dancer is like, you sure you want to keep staying here for another 2 hours? And she's like, yeah, let's just keep fucking going. And then she gets home and keeps dancing.
And a like Hollister t-shirt.
Low rise jeans, no cuff.
Boot leg for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Silly
band.
I was part of the Boston Tap Company. One of the first original members.
Huge if true.
So yeah, pretty big deal.
I'm gonna say nah, but I appreciate your dedication to the craft.
That's rude to include this photo and then not fucking say it's mintable.
All right. Well, we're going to hashtag stop the steal and hashtag stop the share here screen wise. Mm-hmm. But
went with this song again. Yeah. There you go.
Let's wrap things up by just a quick discussion of Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet's split.
So sad. Yeah.
17 years.
Yeah.
17 years. And it's all for naught. And whatever. Don't give me that shit. It's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. It's a wash. Their marriage.
Yeah.
Wash.
They have kids.
They have kids.
They brought children.
They have an amazing estate. Not ritzy, but fun.
You would, know for sure. Yeah. Yeah, really sad.
Very sad. What I do want to take issue with is the way Momoa posted about it on Instagram. This is something that really bothers me about celebrities. They think that because they're famous, punctuation goes out the door. He was putting commas at the beginning of sentences and little squigglies. It was like, I'm like, just use normal grammar and punctuation. You don't have to make it all fancy and ethereal. I don't like when celebrities do that.
He's so small.
Such a
The end of this fucking marriage.
He's also like, he's cool enough and like weird enough that I'll excuse it. Like, it could just be his style.
Is that specifically a celebrity thing, or do people just do it and you notice?
I think people just do it and you notice when celebrities do it.
Maybe.
I have noticed that celebrities have the most insane grammar as well. I just wouldn't use this podcast as a platform to call it out.
It's like how, I mean, but what I, it's the flip side of that coin, though, is like when I love when, especially a young celebrity, posts like grainy, bad photos to their Instagram grid. But they're famous, so the photo of them carries weight. So, like, Diana Silvers will post, like, a fucking photo of her in the background of a party, and she's barely in focus, but it gets, like, 100,000 likes because it's fucking Silvers.
So you're just, yeah, you're just jealous. I don't know who that is either, but...
She's on Space Force, and she used to date Dominic Fike. Fike? I don't know how you say it.
I don't know who that is.
This is crazy.
From Derek?
No.
Wait.
Dominic Fike, like the he's the artist. He's an amazing artist. He did Three Nights at the Motel.
Who am I thinking
under street
of?
Lights in the City of Palms. And then he did the Kiss of Venus.
Yeah. I like that first one.
Yeah.
All right, plugs. Let's get it over with. Not only the plug segment, but this entire episode. I've had a lot of fun. I don't know if it's gonna be good for other people to listen to. But Marika, what do you have going on? What do you want to
Over the plugs, nice.
It's fine because I was looking up, trying to figure out who I was thinking of.
Marika, plugs.
Yeah, plugs wise. Boy, oh boy, what's happening? New podcast, Enemies, dropping. The trailer is probably dropped by the time this came out. So go check it out with Liza Traeger. Should be fun. Subscribe to the FRU YouTube channel, subscribe to the Keeping Records YouTube channel, which also should have just launched when this came out.
Same day.
watch those video episodes. Yeah, follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Letterboxd at Marie Galen.
Micah?
Hello, Liv Climbs Rocks.
Yes.
On Instagrams.
Nice. Very good.
Do you want to explain what it is?
Yeah. My girlfriend started a rock climbing account where she posts like videos and photos of her tearing it up on the rock wall.
She's been climbing so much less time than me, Micah, and she's better than both of us.
Yeah, 6 months, right?
Wow, really?
Something like that. Yeah, she's really good.
I saw that and I assumed that like you met her climbing or something. Like she was just like there all
that's
the time.
High praise.
We took her to the gym and she took to it. She's very good. I'll second that. I'll second Liv Climbs Rocks. Also, Brothers Halcyon. Wearing a beanie right now.
Can I get one of those beanies?
Yeah.
Yeah. What colorway do you want? We got green, orange,
olive. We got olive, cinnamon.
Nice.
Cream.
Can I ask you guys how you do this? Like, is it drop shipping? Like, are you just getting it from a wholesaler and then marking them up?
No, we're hand stitching these hats ourselves.
No, you're not.
Painstakingly.
So it is a drop shipping thing.
No, it's not drop shipping. We ship them.
Okay.
We manufacture them in bulk.
Damn. How?
Design them.
I stitch them in my mother's basement, made by hand, every single hat with love and care to cover your hair.
And let's take the hat off. Because didn't, yeah, you're going.
Completely bald.
Bald? Male pattern baldness. Jake and Micah, is your grandfather on your mom's side, when he was alive or if he's alive, does he have a head of hair and did he have a head of hair till he died?
On my mom's side, he's dead and he had no hair at all.
Okay, so you're going to be bald.
From very, very, we're bald early on.
You're gonna, so in theory, you guys should be going bald by like
It should be. I think I have hair past the point that he did. So
okay.
I feel like now the difference is you're in your 20s. If you lose your hair, it's sad. I'm 30. Jill, how old am I? 34.
Call that.
So the fact that I have hair at all is everything else is just gravy now. It's all good. I can coast.
Stakes are higher for you. That's something that I am going to consider when I'm trying to find my life partner, if I want to have kids, is her old man bald? And if so, it's a deal breaker.
By the time you have kids, though, there's going to be like surgeries and there already are surgeries.
Grafting.
And pills projects. And whatever.
Yeah.
Projects.
Baldness won't be a problem.
It's an NFT. This is all good insight. I don't want to trail off, and we're about to pass an hour, so let's finish it up.
Use the NADPOD keeps code if you're worried, though.
Yeah, and everybody stay golden, everybody stay humble, and check out Zabar's if you're in the New York City area, especially Upper West Side style, and I'll see you guys there. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for listening to this episode, I guess, but you know, we get the mad money either way.
No, we need the listeners.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.